It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, on to the Saints.
Yeah, man.
On to the Saints, who turns out they're not unbeatable.
No,
turns out they're not the offensive juggernaut that people had declared them
Philly,
to be. Philly's defense played great.
They played so good. Damn, Carter was everywhere yesterday.
Yeah,
he was everywhere.
I think that's the best game I've seen Jalen Carter.
He was everywhere
play,
yesterday.
Since Georgia, Kobe played incredible.
Kobe played well yesterday.
Yep.
And it goes to show that if you take away what makes that offense go and make Derek Carr have to beat you, that is what's going to happen. That is what's going to happen. It's been his whole career like that. And so, yeah, I mean, they give the credit to the Eagles. Jalen Hurts was okay. Saquon ran the hell out. He had 10 yards in the first half.
Saquon's awesome.
And just ran, just toted him to a victory, man. He toted him to a victory.
147 yards on the ground, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
You want to hear the long one?
Yeah, let me hear it.
We got the long one. Because obviously it was, you know, long week for Saquon.
Yeah, man.
With the way that game ended on Monday night. He answered pretty good yesterday.
He was rolling, too.
It is 2nd and 5. Do they keep it on the ground with Saquon Barkley? They do. He breaks free. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30. He's going to go. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley.
Dallas Goedert had a huge game as well.
Oh, dude.
Ben catches the buck 70.
They ran into each other on the play, on the big play. I mean, they just, the two defenders just ran right into each other. Dallas Goedert was great. But, yeah, I mean, Jalen Hurts guys have turned the ball over. Now, I'm glad Smitty's okay because that was a bad hit that he took. He already a buck 14. And then they get sandwiched between two big guys like that, man. But hopefully he's going to be fine. But, I mean, I'm not putting that interception in the end zone on him because – you got to cross his face. You got to cross his face if you spin. And Honey and Badge is so damn good and so smart. And he was in the right place at the right time. But, yeah, if they want to go where they want to go, Jalen Hurts got to stop turning the ball over.
Yeah, no doubt about
it.
Got
to stop turning the ball over.
Big win for them, though, coming off the way things ended on Monday Night Football. Saints are 2-1 now, as are the Bucs. Now, the Saints losing to the Eagles, I think, especially the way that game went, understandable.
Right.
Eagles are talented. They got a lot going on this season. Bucks getting beat at home by the Broncos 26-7. They got smoked by the Broncos.
And
that's a tough pill to swallow.
It looked like Sean Payton is a hell of an offensive play caller. It looked like he simplified things for Bo. He simplified it. He put him in a position where he could use his athleticism, his ability to run the football. But Tampa just laid a damn egg. This guy would have, they laid an egg. Baker was never comfortable the whole game. Couldn't run the football. I mean, that's just unexplainable. No, I don't want to say it's like the Raiders because the Raiders will always let you down when they have some good stuff. But that was just unexpected for them to lose to the Broncos.
Yeah.
It definitely was,
no question, given the way that they had looked. And they beat the Lions the week before, played very well, the way that the Broncos had been playing. And then you just sort of take a big picture snapshot of the NFC South. So much of the narrative coming off of last week was, okay, Saints are 2-0, they're scoring all these points. Buccaneers, man, the momentum of last year's playoff run, they beat the Lions, they're 2-0. They got the Broncos, they're going to be 3-0. The Panthers bench their quarterback. It's mayhem. It's a disaster. And then they beat the hell out of the Raiders.
Yes.
They were up 21-0 in that game.
Yeah.
Red
Rifle, baby.
Andy Dalton.
He got one in him.
The Andy Dalton.
He's going to look like crap the rest of the year, though.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. He's going to look like Andy.
Don't get tricked into thinking Andy. And he had a nice run. He had a nice career in Cincinnati. He's been backup since then. Solid, serviceable backup quarterback. But no, I saw a lot of the reaction was, oh, man, Bryce really sucks. Like, he's worse than we even thought.
Dude, that was bad.
That might be true. But yeah, that new quarterback, that backup quarterback energy, not to mention the fact that the Raiders they're a bunch of jokers.
They're a bunch of jokers. Now you got business decisions. I mean, AP out there saying people making business decisions. So I don't know. It's a mess out there.
What do you think he means by that?
I don't know.
Because normally, like, when you say someone makes a business decision.
He's talking about a specific player
that
everybody in that locker room knows.
Well, I think everyone in there knows what he means. Yeah.
You got audio? Let me hear it real quick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Yeah, because he didn't just say someone's making business decisions. It's what he said on the back end of that makes it even more interesting.
No, they didn't. I think as the game went on, I don't think it was a team. I think there was definitely some individuals that made business decisions. And we'll make business decisions going forward as well.
Yeah, so that means we got to do something.
Yeah, man.
Right? I mean, again, business decisions tend to be like, I didn't put my nose in there for a tackle. Right. I eased up. I wasn't willing to do the extra hard work that I knew was going to hurt, whatever. That's a tough thing to say. Like that's a manhood thing.
That ain't
right
a good sign, right? Exactly. That's him calling out somebody's manhood. I saw Max Crosby said so many people need to look themselves in the mirror. So it's somebody that everybody know who it is. I don't know who it is, and I can't speculate who it is.
Well, we're gonna know if they trade him.
But it's somebody.
We're gonna make business decisions can only mean one of three things. Yeah. Well, one of four things, and one of them would be we're not gonna do anything.
Right.
We just said it publicly because it sounded good. Trade him, cut him, bench him.
Yeah.
Those are business decisions.
Yeah. Interesting. It'd be interesting.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do.
Very interesting.
The Colts won a game against the Bears.
Oh, my God.
Neither one of those teams is particularly good. Romo Dunze had a really nice day.
He did.
For the Bears.
He did.
But six catches, buck 12, and a touchdown.
That's
his first touchdown of his career.
Before we came to the first one, because they were fussing over the ball.
Because it was
both of their first touchdowns. So I'm thinking, like, who gets the ball? And so
cut it in half.
That's what I was going to say. Do something. It can stay at my house half the time. Stay at your house half the time. But it's my first ball. I mean, I want to keep it.
Yeah.
I want to keep it. But Caleb, that's his first touchdown pass. All I know is this. I don't know how they lost this game. Because Anthony Richardson was dreadful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about Andy unexplainably throwing interception with you. Like, what the – well, he can throw it. He's uber talented.
He can throw it 80 yards in the air.
Yeah, but can't.
But sometimes,
sometimes
you just need to throw it six.
Damn, son.
Accurately.
That's how a lot of his plays are when they're not explosive like that.
Exactly,
damn, son.
Right.
Like, damn, son.
Well, that was the whole thing coming out of Florida. It was like, yeah, I mean, we all see the athleticism and the size and the speed and all that kind of stuff, but we've also seen him play quarterback.
Yeah.
It's not like one of these guys like Josh Allen, one of these guys that played at like a secret college in the middle of nowhere.
Played Florida.
He played at Florida. Yeah. He was on TV every Saturday. We saw it. We watched him play.
Yeah. All right.
By the way, Wyoming is now considered a secret college. That's
not like how you said that. A secret college.
In a flyover state.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what he was there. I know he was hurt most of the year last year, but that's what he was there. It's what he is now.
I guess.
Maybe that's what he is. Possible that
Shane
that's what
may,
he is.
Shane may be able to get him right, but that was awful.
Don't look now, and I don't know that anyone's surprised by this, but don't look now, but the Pittsburgh Steelers are 3-0.
That's Justin's job.
They just you don't take a job from a guy who's 3-0 and he's doing what you're asking him to do.
Yeah, that's Justin's job.
Played better yesterday than he had in the first 2 weeks.
He played really, and I thought they let him do a little bit more. Now, early in the game when they let him do a little bit more, damn, they turned the ball over. So, okay. Here you go, Najee. Just run the ball, Najee. Mm-hmm. But defensively, Watt was unbelievable. Herbert was hobbled yesterday. Saw a Tyler Heineke moment and everything. Taylor Heineke.
I think it was his first throw, right?
Yeah.
Comes in, back up, first throw, interception.
Yeah.
So Herbert's hurt now.
Yeah.
High ankle sprain.
Yeah.
He gets hurt.
Yeah.
So one thing about him, big guy, but he gets hurt.
Yeah.
They're in trouble if he's out.
Yeah. I mean, they want to run the football. We know that with Jim. But Jim and Greg Roman, as far as the offensive play calling and all those things. But they got to have him healthy still. They got to have him healthy to give you that threat of what they want to do throwing the ball.
Seahawks beat the Dolphins, not surprisingly. Yeah. Dolphins are playing a backup quarterback. The highlight of that game, I don't know, it was a highlight, low light, whatever. The Dolphins quarterback got sacked.
I know. I saw
his ass came out.
And his ass came out, man. I mean, that happens sometimes. It's happened to the best of us, Andy.
Who's the best of us?
I mean, if you've worn football pants, you got your pants put on for it while somebody's tackling you or something. All right? Everybody's seen – everybody know. A lot of people in Miami know what my butt looks like.
People's
right? – Okay, it happens. It happens, all right? It happens. it happens.
Kids still pants each other?
Yes.
That's the thing still?
Yeah, my kids still do it to each other.
That's a dicey move.
It just is. Like, I told you, you can't, like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a good.
It's not good, man.
But then also, like, people wear their pants low now, so they're almost half there for
anyway,
you.
Yeah. I mean, you can't buy draws and nobody see them.
That's true.
Yeah, you can't
that's
buy
why people are buying. Yeah. That's why they're so expensive now.
Yeah.
Because they're out half the
Dude,
time.
Dude, I saw
you got to have fancy ones
draw,
if they're hanging out.
One pair of draws for $30. A $30 pair of draws. I would wear them things every day. I'd wash them and wear them over. $30 for some draws? You know how many pair of draws you can get for $30?
You can get a lot of pairs.
Hell yeah.
I have some $30 pairs.
You got some $30 draws?
They're like hiking ones.
Ugh.
Yes. Super comfortable.
They got hiking draws.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so it's like if you're wearing them and so you have to pack less, if you're going on like a multiple day trip, you can just take them and wash them. They're easy to wash and dry.
But they handle musk.
Wash them in the creek.
Yeah, they handle musk well.
They don't hold the musk.
Yeah.
They release the musk.
Okay.
It's like a dry fit pair of boxer briefs.
Oh, all right. That's what I'm saying.
It's like a cool hug on your junk.
Do you wear them to anything other than hike?
I wear them to work.
Okay, I was curious. No, I wasn't curious that he had drawers, but I was just
not now. These ones.
You know what?
We went too far.
It ain't important.
Too far down that road. Too far down that road. Yeah, Seahawks are 3-0 and unexpectedly good for them. The Ravens get a win. Desperately needed win on the road against Cowboys. And they were beating the absolute hell out of the Cowboys. And then I guess they thought the game was only three quarters long.
I don't know what the hell happened right there.
They were up 28-6 in that game.
Yeah.
The game finishes 28-25.
Yeah.
Good for them for getting the win. But, yeah, they decided to take their foot off the gas in that one.
I love what Lamar said after.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The game, like, I don't know what we're doing. Well, I mean, why did we basically call out Jim Harbaugh? Like, why did we stop pounding them? And Derrick Henry thing, he got 12 for 21. 21 was covered up behind him. Anything Derrick saw him, pow, hit him with that damn stiff arm. Dallas stinks defensively.
They really do.
They really stink. CeeDee Lamb needs to stop whining, all right?
And fumbling,
all right? But, yeah, they can't run the football. I mean, maybe you get Dalvin Cook in there and let him get some run now.
Maybe.
Because Zeke ain't it. But Dallas
is defense. That's where they're
Dallas's
at.
Dallas' defense is awful. And, I mean – Who they play the Giants on Thursday night. You don't think they're going to run it? So good for Singletary. Singletary was toting that thing yesterday also. But, yeah, they stink.
49ers blew a pretty big lead against the Rams. They're 1-2 now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, good credit to the Rams, though, for that one.
And Minnesota
13
Vikings,
in the
man.
Fourth.
Minnesota Vikings. Oh. He's still playing well, Andy.
He's hurt.
He's still playing well.
Hopefully Darnold's okay. To take the Texans out like that, 34-7, the story, I know Darnold's going to get a lot of the headlines, and he should. He's playing good.
Worth it.
That Vikings defense
it's unbelievable.
Is disgusting.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.